The History Man with Terry Kringle.
Hello. Usually, the steam packet company spends its time peacefully maintaining the Isle of Man's maritime links with the outside world. But in the case of its 950-ton paddle steamer Douglas, it was quite different. She was the first steam packet boat to endure the shot and shell of enemy action in America. She was built at Glasgow and launched in 1858, a good-looking two-funnel vessel with 19-foot paddle wheels. She could carry up to 900 passengers and had a top speed of 15 knots. And she did her first working trip between Douglas and Liverpool in a record 4.5 hours. But in 1862, she was suddenly sold after 6 years on summer service, and nothing was known in the Isle of Man about her destiny. The American Civil War between the North and South was now in its second year, 1892. The Liverpool Company, which bought the Douglas, also had a base at Charleston, the main port of South Carolina, one of the warring Confederate states. In Liverpool, the Douglas had her upper works altered, she was painted grey, and she was fitted out with guns. Her name was changed to the Margaret and Jessie. And now she went off across the Atlantic to become one of the most famous and successful blockade runners working for the South. Their run was between Charleston and Nassau in the Bahamas, a British colony. Their task was to ship valuable cargoes of cotton from Charleston to earn money for the Confederate cause and bring back essential goods like clothing and medicine. But to do this, they had to run the gauntlet of the patrolling Federal Navy gunboats of the North. This brings her story to the next big change in her life and times. In November 1863, she was pursued by 5 Federal gunboats, boarded, and taken into captivity. With a prize crew on board, she was taken to New York, where a prize court purchased her into the Federal Navy for $90,000. She was refitted, had one funnel removed, and was heavily armed with 12, 24, and 30-pounder guns. She was renamed Gettysburg, and in May 1864 she joined the Federal Navy ships hunting the blockade runners. In July she made her first capture and went on to assist in others. The pursued had now become the pursuer. The American Civil War ended in May 1865. The Gettysburg was now decommissioned at the New York Navy Yard, but within months she was recommissioned into what was now the United States Navy, and she was assigned to its North Atlantic Squadron. After this she was in and out of service from 1867 to 1873, and her last task was to go on a special surveying voyage to the Mediterranean. It was a peaceful end to her hectic career, and she was finally sold for $11,000 and dispatched to be broken up in 1878 at the Italian port of Genoa. But by now the Isle of Man and the Steam Packet Company had completely forgotten about her. They knew nothing of her adventures on the other side of the Atlantic Ocean and the Civil War that had changed the history of the United States of America. The story of the Douglas is a truly remarkable one and well documented in the context of the Steam Packet Company at least. And one question remains unanswered. When she was converted into the blockade runner Margaret and Jessie in Liverpool in the first place, she was manned by a new 40-strong crew. Now, did they include some of the more adventurous spirits in the original Manx crew of the Douglas? Well, we may never know, but it would be interesting to find out.